The Executive Director of the Center for Policy Analysis, CEPA, Dr. Joe Abbey, has been speaking about his expectations in the 2012 budget. He told Radio Ghana that government must give details of the migration of public sector workers onto the single spine salary scheme to ensure peace on the labor front. Dr. Abbey is of the view that revenue from the oil find must be channeled into training the human resource base of the country.
The first thing that I'm hoping we'll get a lot of information and clarification on is this migration onto the single spine salary scheme, that the process has been completed, that there is peace on the labor front, and that there's a clear and hopefully an agreed schedule for the clearance of the payment arrears. There was an understanding between the government and labor that regardless of the date of your actual migration to the salary scheme, it will be deemed to have been effective from 1st of January 2010. I think it will be a disaster, given past history, if labor remuneration in the public service was still an issue in an election year. Because you can bet the temptation for politicians to bid for support by making promises which will come to haunt us will be tremendous. And that will also open the doors for the government to look at the civil service itself, the public services, look at employment, look at reforms in the public service, whatever the public sector will be, and the clearance of the arrears. The second thing, that is part of my interest in the human resource development. Ghana is going to make oil a blessing and not a curse if we can get our human resource base vastly improved. And that means that we should not only deal with remuneration for doctors and teachers, but we must also make sure that we have provided the facilities for education. So I like to see the infrastructure in education and health also taken on board. We're talking about school children sitting underneath trees. One would like to see those things done. We're talking about clinics that are not accessible because of distance. I'd like to see that the health sector is also given the infrastructure that is needed. We want to see a healthy, educated workforce, to see sanitation infrastructure dealt with, at least in the urban areas. I'd like to see transportation dealt with decisively. We're spending too much time in traffic. We need to see not only an improvement in the infrastructure there, even dare to say that we need to see more policing on our roads. There's too much indiscipline.
Dr. Abbey also called for massive investment in the gas infrastructure to produce gas for domestic use and for the generation of power.
I'd like to see the details about the providing the appropriate gas infrastructure. We've been talking about LPG shortages. Now oil comes with gas. We have natural gas and hopefully lots of that. We should be able to put the infrastructure in place. I hear the contracts may have been awarded. I'd like to see that the Ghanaian public gets to know a lot about the details and the expectations about how we are going to be capturing the gas, store the gas, in the pipelines, send the gas up country so that we not only complement LPG, but also wean ourselves from destroying forests and woodlands to provide fuel for home and factory. I'd like to see the gas replace diesel in the generation of electricity so that together with hydro, Ghana will be properly supplied. No modern state will make progress without energy being dealt with.
This time round, government is presenting a composite budget. How is this going to impact on the districts and the development of the
country? And then people take the government to court and win judgment costs, and then we use taxpayers' money to pay. We should avoid those things.
Executive Director of the Center for Policy Analysis, CEPA, Dr. Joe Abbey.